Next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Luc Gagne, last name G-A-G-N-E, first name L-U-C. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, EST space, Gagne space L. Treadmill exercise stress test date of examination 9/2/22, referring physician Michael Parzial, P-A-R-Z-I-A-L-E, M.D., performing physician Sharon Hermes, M.D., new paragraph clinical indication, 79-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation for stress test prior to cardiac rehabilitation, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, correction, make that 79-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation for stress test prior to cardiac rehabilitation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime V1, V2, comma, consider incomplete right bundle branch block, comma, consider a WMI, ASWMI of indeterminate age. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, colon, 135/80, period. Baseline heart rate, 83 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage two of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 120, parentheses, 85% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 152/80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 18240, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 METs. The patient had baseline hypertension but a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 124/82 and a heart rate of 85 at the end of the recovery period. There was a ventricular couplet in the last stage of stress and an APC in early recovery. There was no paroxysmal atrial fibrillation during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph conclusion. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test to 85% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity range of 7 METs, comparable to his prior stress test. 4. The patient had baseline hypertension but a normal blood pressure response to stress on his medication. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise consistent with his history of conduction disease. 5. There was a ventricular couplet at peak stress and an APC in early recovery. There were no significant arrhythmias. There was no paroxysmal atrial fibrillation during the test period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, M.D.